Listen. Do you hear that sound? It started low, but it's getting progressively louder. Into a crescendo, even louder. Irresistible, ending in an ear-splitting blast of mass disruption. That's the sound of America's economic and political systems crashing to the ground. But we have a plan. We will be ready to restore political sanity. We will be ready to answer the call of productive America. We will restore America's industrial base and put America back to work. We will shut down political correctness and restore decency and positive media to America. We will save our Constitution, our traditional way of life, our customs, and religion. We will restore sound money and crush the debt-based system of monetary slavery. And we will end America's foreign misadventures. We are the American Freedom Party, and we have a plan. Learn more about us, theamericanfreedomparty.us.
Are you prepared to bug out? Infidel Body Armor and an Army Ranger have produced a high-speed DVD and book to show you how to drive in combat, patrol, and how to survive in combat. Skills you'll need when it hits the fan. Go to DrivenDVD.com. DrivenDVD.com.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Blockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. BlockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at BlockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. BlockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
You're listening to Resolution Radio. Radio. ResolutionRDO.com.
The Renegade Broadcasting. Hard-hitting talk radio.
Welcome to the Solar Storm. This is your host, Kyle Hunt, coming to you here on RenegadeBroadcasting.com. Please check out RenegadeTribune.com and HeathenHerbs.com. Tonight, I have a special episode here for you because it is Valentine's Day. So I have a special guest who almost never appears on the show. The one, the only, Sinead.
It's shocking. Yes. It's surprise.
Surprise! Yay!
I'm here.
So since it is Valentine's Day and Sinead is now a practicing TERF, a trans exclusionary radical feminist,
yes.
We're going to be doing a show titled V is for Vagina, where we talk about the power of the vagina.
Yoni.
Or as Oprah calls it, the vajayjay.
Oh, God.
I don't know if she still says
that.
That's
so weird.
I always thought that was so creepy. No, actually, we're not going to be talking about the vagina so much here tonight.
That's for Marie Caché.
But we do have a show about Mars. I don't know if the whole show is going to be about Mars, but there's so much to talk about regarding Mars. This is something that we've been paying attention to for a while, and it actually ties in with Valentine's Day. But before we even get to that, anything you wanted to say just initially about why you started paying attention to Mars? I mean, it's hard not to when it's everywhere.
Yeah. Well, we noticed it with Elon Musk when he was on Joe Rogan's podcast a few years back. He was wearing that shirt that said Colonize Mars.
Occupy Mars.
Occupy
like the
Mars.
Occupy movement.
Occupy Mars. And he's just nonchalantly talking about how we're going to build civilizations on Mars. And this is nothing new. I mean, I remember back when I was looking into all the conspiracy stuff years ago. Remember those images of pyramids on Mars?
And like,
and like the
next
face?
To the face. That's in Cydonia or Cydonia.
Yeah.
And that's, there was actually the Muse. You know, remember the truther kind of music with Muse?
They will not. That one?
Yeah, they had an album called Knights of Cydonia.
So they've been seeding this Mars thing for a while, but as I was looking into the whole Majestic 12 UFO stuff that's coming out recently in the disclosure, Mars was mentioned a lot, and I don't think that's by mistake. And I've just noticed it also lines up with all of the red that we're seeing, you know, like the weird red jumpsuits and commie red everywhere. So we've just been noticing Mars pop up a lot in pop culture.
Well, let's just get into that briefly, because this is relevant in that the Super Bowl was last week, and it was only after we did the show last week that we saw the Super Bowl halftime, which is pretty much the only part of the Super Bowl that we watched, and it was only part of the halftime. And we saw somebody that we thought...
I thought it was Bruno Mars.
...was Bruno Mars.
It looked like knockoff Bruno Mars.
And other people had pointed this out. This guy was looking just like Bruno Mars.
Dressing
but it was,
like him,
It was actually somebody called The Weeknd.
The Weeknd.
And he was wearing red and looking a lot like Michael Jackson. And all of his dancers were wearing the same red jacket. And they had a kind of full face mask. Almost like a...
But it was like bandages.
Like bandages.
Like he just had plastic surgery.
And it looked actually a lot like the boy from that movie, Us.
Yeah.
Remember Jordan Peele's movie, Us?
Yes, and they also had the red jumpsuits.
The red jumpsuits. And we know with the Christchurch shooting and other shootings, these people wearing all red were featured prominently. So there's something definitely going on there. And there were other connections as well, just to, kind of the Luciferian imagery with a star falling from heaven and other weird stuff with the labyrinth. And but Mars was definitely part of it. And I don't think it's an accident that he looked like Bruno Mars.
Yeah.
And of course, when he's playing, looking like Michael Jackson and everybody's got their bandages on, it kind of hints at the changing of faces as well, the plastic surgery. And that was his whole theme for the past year. He was wearing these bandages around as part of this kind of ongoing performance art. Okay, so there was that, but there's a lot more to be said for Mars in pop culture. Remember with Red Ice, the Red Planet Ice? They used to have the people on talking about jump gates to Mars.
Yes.
Jump rooms.
30 Seconds to Mars.
Right, like the band with Jared Leto. And Andrew Basagio, that was the guy who was talking about how he went to Mars with Obama or something.
That's
remember
weird.
The kind of shows they used to do on Red Ice?
Yeah.
But let's actually just talk right now about how it does tie into Valentine's Day. And I only thought of this today. I had planned to bring up Mars actually on Thursday, but we didn't get any time to sit down and do anything because... We have no break from our son most of the time. And that's good, but, you know, I can't really do a show when I'm occupied.
Yeah.
So, it ended up being today, and it's Valentine's Day. And Valentine's Day is actually based on Lupercalia, an ancient Roman holiday celebrated on February 15th, which involved slaughtering goats in honor of the Wolf of Rome, and then using the goat's blood to go smack some women and make them fertile and having some orgiastic sex and whatnot. Now it's always associated with a red heart, with the color red.
Mm-hmm.
And red is the color of Mars, of course. And not only that, it's not just a heart. It's a heart with an arrow, right?
Yeah.
And the arrow is seen in Mars's astrological symbol, which is the symbol for the male. Right, it's the circle with the arrow coming out of it. And that is actually also a shield and a spear. Apparently that's what originally was. So, but we have Cupid shooting his arrows, making people fall in love. Isn't it interesting that the word Eros sounds almost exactly like Eros, which is the goddess of love, right? And Eros being what the Jews planned to use against the Goyim in the 20th century to really radically transform civilization. Not real love, but erotica, pornography, and such. And we see this all kind of coming together with war and love, with things like all's fair in love and war, right? And sex and death seen all together in the movies. But Cupid is actually the son of Mars.
Cupid.
I have that right here, actually.
Oh, okay.
Cupid for the stupid.
Trust the plant.
Yeah, and so that's a connection there. Mars' son is Cupid, which, and this is his day. And actually, there are other sons of Mars, too. Romulus and Remus. Mm-hmm. And they're symbolized by the wolf, because they were suckled by the she-wolf. Guys, this is getting to get crazy here today. And what color did the military men of Rome wear?
Red.
Red, of course. Yeah, so there's a lot going on there. But it's not just Mars' day or Cupid's day. It's also Jove's day, Jupiter's day. Mm-hmm. And this is, they're all family. It's grandfather.
14.
Yeah. Yeah. Mm-hmm. It's grandfather, which would be Jove, Jupiter. Son, which would be Mars. And then you've got grandson, which would be Cupid. Mm-hmm. So it's all three of these kind of combined in one day. Now, Jupiter, his astrological sign is the combination of a 2, a 1, and a 4. Mm-hmm. And so today's date is 2-1-4.
2-1.
Mm-hmm.
21.
21 what?
2021.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
You're looking at me like, 21
what?
What
are you bringing up 21 for?
the current year.
The current year? What are you, a leftist? Okay, yes. So we've got that. Now, the alchemical symbol of Jupiter is tin. And tin is actually right in the middle of Valentine's Day. So there's definitely something going on here. And you just reverse the J in Jove and you get love. Mm-hmm. And God is love,
well,
right?
Well, Val almost makes me think of valor.
Mm-hmm. So, something strange going on with this all. And there, synchronicity brought us here right now talking about this very subject. It's interesting to me.
Yeah.
I like these kinds of shows. Now, we're not going to make any kind of ridiculous predictions about what's going to happen based on the numbers.
On Valentine's of next year, there's going to be a really big event.
No, actually, it's going to be Mars 3rd, 33.
Yes.
Mars
3rd.
So I'm pretty sure that Trump is going to drown in the ocean, which is known as Mar, right? The Mar, yes. Maritime, right? Yes. And he's going to be resurrected, not by Obama, but by guess...
By Biden?
By Kamala.
Oh, because
yes.
They have the Allah.
Yes. Allah, the God, right?
Yeah.
Yes. And his war God. Allah.
I believe
yes.
It. Take my super chat here.
And if it doesn't happen this year, it's going to happen maybe next year.
And if it doesn't happen that year, it's probably going to happen for the rest of your life until you die.
Or on 6-6, because 6-6 is 3-3 doubled, right?
Oh, so, yes.
Yeah, of course. So, I found this interesting when I was looking into this. Let's go back in history a little bit. The planet Mars was known by the ancient Egyptians as Horus of the Horizon, then later Her-Desher, which is Horus the Red. And then the Hebrews named it Ma'adim, the one who blushes.
Interesting.
And there
the
was...
The one who blushes. Well, that would indicate somebody is white.
Mm-hmm. And there
Black
was
people can't blush.
And I think I'm going to get to this in a little bit later, but he was Mars was known as Mars the Avenger. So Mars is known as both Horus the Horizon of the Horizon and also Mars the Avenger. We hear all about the Avengers
movies, yeah.
But also remember Horus the Avenger?
Yeah, I remember that.
Tim
Murdoch. Yes.
Okay, so there has long been a fascination with Mars going back into mythology, but it was in the late 19th century that people started thinking that Mars as a planet might be inhabited, that there might be Martians. And this started because they developed stronger telescopes and perhaps there was agriculture there before. And so this is when you really started seeing pop culture embracing this idea of Mars attacks, pretty much.
And Martians.
Right, and you get things like War of the Worlds, which was written by... Was that H.G. Wells?
Yeah.
And then Orson Welles is the one, not related, supposedly. Orson Welles was the one who did that famous radio broadcast and caused all sorts of panic by saying that Martians were attacking. But the original was written, I think, maybe 1895, something like that. So after this, this was beforehand. I didn't have time to really chronologically put this all together, but Jonathan Swift, you know, the author of Modest Proposal, where he was saying, you know, oh, the problem to all the Irish overpopulation is that we'll just eat babies.
Irish overpopulation?
Yeah.
What?
You remember all the...
No.
This was hundreds of years ago, where people in England were talking about the Irish problem. Ireland, you know, being really too...
I never heard about this guy saying to eat Irish babies.
It was called a Modest Proposal, and it was satire, saying, you know, you got to feed them, and also it'll reduce the population, essentially. So it was a famous short text. But he was the guy who wrote, I think, Gulliver's Travels, right? Yeah. So he actually referenced the moons of Mars, and this was 150 years ago before the moons of Mars were actually discovered, and it's a pretty accurate description of their orbits, which is really interesting, and this was written in the 1800s. But in 1901, we have the person who essentially, our world would look so vastly different. Of course, I'm talking about Nikola Tesla. And in 1901, he said he was intercepting signals from Mars. And let's just read a little quote here. He said, "It was sometime afterward when the thought flashed upon my mind that the disturbances I had observed might be due to an intelligent control. Although I could not decipher their meaning, it was impossible for me to think of them as having been entirely accidental. The feeling is constantly growing on me that I had been the first to hear the greeting of one planet to another." So this idea wasn't just literary fiction. It was actual scientists saying there could be Martians pretty close to us. Mm-hmm. And even Tesla's rival with the transatlantic radio broadcast, the sending of the signal across the Atlantic, was a Marconi, the Italian engineer. And essentially the founding father of radio. And without him, of course, you wouldn't have Orson Welles broadcast.
Mm-hmm. Right? Marconi.
So, yeah, Marconi. There you go. Marconi actually, it says he began severing the cables that had tethered telegraphs to Earth. As he advanced wireless communication, he also became the face of the quest to message Mars.
Hmm.
So he wanted to send messages to Mars, and Tesla was receiving them. And, you know, Lord Kelvin, mm-hmm. like the Kelvin.
Yeah.
He was visiting the United States in 1902, and he said that he thought Tesla had picked up Martian signals being sent to the United States. He kind of denied this report. He said, "What I really said was that the inhabitants of Mars, if there are any, were doubtless able to see New York, particularly the glare of the electricity." Same time frame, pretty much. 1901, the New York Times even covered this. And reported that the Harvard College Observatory said that they had received a telegram from the Lowell Observatory in Arizona that seemed to confirm that Mars was trying to communicate with Earth.
Mm-hmm.
So, is this all just a huge psyop going back, a hundred and some years? It could be.
It depends on, like, what kind of transmissions. Are they, like, getting little aliens, like, "Hello, it's Mars"? Or are they getting different frequencies that are in patterns that are not in any accident? You know, we don't really know what those transmissions were, do we?
Yeah, what's it coming from? Could it be some kind of spirit? Could it be some kind of divinity?
Frequency, yeah.
You know, could it be angels or whatever those are known as, demons?
Mm-hmm.
Because you have to wonder why the ancients called these so-called planets their gods, or named their gods after these planets.
Right, like why is Mars known as the war planet?
Does this planet...
That's not just random.
Does the red star, as it was also known, or fire star, as it was known in India, does it have something... does it have some kind of influence on our behaviors here on Earth?
I'd say so. I mean, why do Jews worship Saturn?
Right. Or, you know, why does astrology sometimes seem to fit? Now, I'm not talking about the horoscopes but I'm talking about why does the alignment of certain planets and stars and everything actually seem to have an impact on world events? Is it just people following what's going on in the heavens, or are the heavens impacting us here on Earth? It's hard to say. But for the origin of Mars, you actually have to look at Ares, who is the Greek god. And the Romans stole everything, pretty much, from the Greeks in terms of their pantheon. But having studied Greek mythology from an early age, because I had a Greek teacher in third grade, so I memorized the Greek alphabet back then. That was part of our thing, and we learned about the Greek gods. And I always found them fascinating. But one god that really just nobody cared about or didn't like was Ares. Until it transformed into Mars of the Romans, Ares was very unpopular. If you just look at Britannica's entry here, it says, Ares in Greek religion, god of war, more properly the spirit of battle. Unlike his Roman counterpart, Mars, he was never very popular, and his worship was not extensive in Greece. He represented the distasteful aspects of brutal warfare and slaughter. So, you see him transform from kind of just this kind of petty and angry god, jealous, vengeful god, who just brings strife, to one that's celebrated by the state, which is kind of interesting. Yeah. Says he was accompanied in battle by his sister Eris, Strife, and his sons Phobos and Deimos, Panic and Rout. And I feel like Mars is the god of today, in many ways. Yeah, of course, you could look at Saturn with the god of the Jews, but Mars seems to really be an important god of today with all the panic that they're inducing and all the strife that we're seeing. Mm-hmm. Interestingly, he was also associated with two lesser war deities, Enyalius and Enyo. So, some interesting stuff if people want to look into this. What I thought you might be interested in is that there were cults that still did worship him, even in Greece, where he wasn't that popular. And in Sparta, he actually had human sacrifices made to him from the prisoners of war. And there were also nighttime offerings of dogs, which was very unusual at the time.
Sounds like the Circe Order.
Yes, exactly. So
maybe
dogs,
that's what the Circe Order was, you know, based off of, because they're sacrificing German shepherds.
Yes.
Yeah, it's really weird that they. Well, it's not weird, but it's no accident they chose that dog.
Yeah, so it's interesting seeing all this, and then when you consider some of the, you know, phonetic connections with Mars and how you find that all over the place, and even just the candy bars, Mars bars. Why is its name that?
Yeah,
you know, but of course, nobody eats Mars bars, but Mars is still a very popular candy company that makes a lot of.
Well, no, they do eat Mars bars over in Europe.
Oh, that's right.
Yeah.
They're actually pretty good.
They are.
If I remember correctly.
Yeah. They're kind of like Snickers, but I think without the nuts.
Mm-hmm. So Mars was the Roman deity, of course, as we said. And basically in Rome, he was second only to Jupiter in importance. And he is, Britannica says, it is clear that by historical times he had developed into a god of war. In Roman literature, he was protector of Rome, a nation proud in war. And later on it says, under Augustus, the worship of Mars at Rome gained a new impetus. Not only was he traditional guardian of the military affairs of the Roman state, but also as Mars Ultor, Mars the Avenger. Just like Horus the Avenger,
yeah.
Right? And they all wore red. Now, to be honest, I am not a big fan of Rome. Romans. Now, the Italians, I'm fine with Italians. Some of them might piss me off, and especially the Cosa Nostra allied with the Kosher Nostra. No. No thank you. But the regular Italians, I don't have a big problem with them. But Rome as the kind of this idea that a lot of white people worship.
Yeah, it's really gay, honestly.
I really don't like it. And people say, oh, only Jews would be opposed to Rome because Rome persecuted the Jews. Well, they also genocided a lot of my ancestors, the Celts. So, yeah, there's
and
also
we're known
that.
For raping boys, too.
Yeah. Oh, like that guy who was promoting Hadrian.
Hadrian, yeah. He's calling himself Chadrian, like a mixture of Chad and yeah. Adrian. And Adrian was known for having little boy
Antinous.
Sex slaves.
Antinous is his favorite.
Yeah, and it was Jimmy Comet or whatever that, or Alifantes from Comet Pizza who had Hadrian as his avatar.
Yep.
Lover of young
no,
boys.
No, he had Antinous as his avatar.
Oh, my bad. Okay.
Yeah.
Hadrian's lover boy.
Yeah.
Sex slave.
And I forget, either Antinous committed suicide or he died, and this just...
Yeah.
This just killed Hadrian.
Oh, and please, like, you actually care. You're the reason he probably killed himself.
And Hadrian famously built Hadrian's Wall in Scotland. Mm. Do you know Hadrian's Wall?
No, I don't actually.
Essentially the northernmost extent of the Roman Empire. I don't think they ever went beyond that in their history. And it was just basically a wall. They said, we're not going any further. And to the north of that were the Picts. You know,
okay,
the...
Okay, yeah.
The ones who painted themselves blue and such.
Mm-hmm.
Blue versus red.
Yeah.
Interesting.
Red pill, blue pill.
Yeah. So...
Well, think about everyone red-pilling each other, right? It's not... The red pill is apparently the good one. The Mars pill.
Yeah.
And it just makes me think of Mars Argo, too.
Mm-hmm.
Mm. Titanic Sinclair and then Cringe Panda and all that weird stuff.
Yeah. Well, speaking of red, Mars' symbol... alchemical symbol is iron. Jupiter was tin. Mars is iron.
Hmm.
So think about
red.
Red, right, of course. But also, iron is what enabled for mass warfare where people are just slaughtering each other with advanced weaponry and shields and armor and everything. But also, what was being spilled, the blood with all the iron in it.
Yeah.
So the red blood.
Blood sacrifices.
Now, what about Karl Marx? I mean, Marx.
Hmm.
Right? With the blood red communism and all the blood that was spilled because of it.
Yeah.
Is there a connection?
Possibly.
It could be.
Marx.
Yeah, we got a real War of the Worlds going on.
Mm-hmm.
It's still going on. Just painting the world red. It reminds me of that Sherwin-Williams thing.
Yeah, with like the red paint going over the globe.
The entire Earth, yeah. Now, what did the Israeli general, space general guy, retired, Eshed, say? He said that the governments of the world, especially the United States and Israel, were working together. They have this galactic federation they're working with.
Yep.
They have
disclosure.
They've signed treaties, and they got underground bases in the depths of Mars. The American astronauts and alien representatives.
Hold up for a second. How long... Can you look this up? How long does it supposedly take to get to Mars? Isn't it like a year?
Well, unless
so we're supposed to believe that they're just
a jump gate.
Oh yeah. Okay, what a great way to get rid of thousands of people. Like, yeah, we're gonna get on the ship, we're gonna go to Mars. You guys are gonna have your little Elysium. Was that the movie?
Well, that was kind of a space station out, you know, out in orbit.
Well, that's
going
to be their stopping point before they get to Mars.
Yeah.
But, I mean...
Space Marines. Remember all the fashy right-wingers who love their Space Marines?
Well, Space Force. I mean, they're going to get their fashy
That was
Space
before...
Marines.
They were fantasizing about this way before...
Yeah, before Trump's Space Force.
And, of course, Elon Musk. Didn't he send... Wasn't it a red Tesla that he sent up?
Yeah.
Right, to Mars.
And the greatest thing about that car was that the one that he supposedly sent into space, it's kind of a long story, but Elon Musk is not responsible for building the Tesla. He basically came in and took over the company and fired the creators. And he was like, yeah, I'll let you get one of the first, you know, cars off the assembly line with all these great bells and whistles. And instead of that, he gave some guy like a piece of garbage version of the car, sent the car that was meant for the creator up into space as just like a big F you.
It looks fake because it's so real.
Oh,
that's
right.
What he said,
yeah,
remember?
It's totally real.
It's around 7 months it takes to get to Mars.
7 months.
Supposedly with the current technology.
So they're just on a ship for 7 months. I mean, it's just ridiculous.
You know who's behind this? The Nazis.
Oh, yeah.
Think
it's
about
the Nazis.
Werner von Braun.
Those Aryan ETs. Those Zetas.
I remember looking at this years ago, I mean, a decade and a half ago, people were saying that the Nazis thought that their ancestors had come from Mars. Of course, there's the whole Aldebaran thing, but, you know, there was a connection between the Nazis and Mars, too.
Mar-a-Lago.
Yeah. So, at Mar-a-Lago, speaking of that, Mars-a-Lago, remember what you had seen with Tracy Twyman?
Plus Ultra.
The Plus Ultra.
There is more beyond.
Yeah, yeah. So that was supposedly
a jump gate.
A secret society, right? Yeah, it takes just 30 seconds to get to Mars.
30 seconds to Mars.
So it comes from a Spanish motto, and it was, I forget which Spanish king had used it, but one of the Spanish kings in history. And supposedly it was a secret society that included people like Tesla and Walt Disney, and they secretly made a plan to create more beyond with their technocracy. And this whole plus ultra thing, there's a connection between Tomorrowland of Disney and also the movie that was starring George Clooney, where they go beyond, right? And there's more world, and it's all technologically advanced and everything. But just speaking of Tomorrowland, how weird is Tomorrowland? Because it was made in, what, the 60s or something? Late 50s. You remember that part of Disney World?
Yeah, that was so weird. It was supposed to
look so dated.
It was supposed to look all futuristic, and it just looked so stupid. I was shocked that they hadn't even changed it. They don't care. The dumb people are going to come and spend hundreds of dollars to get in anyways. We got in for free because we had a friend that worked there, so that was our one time going there. It was so lame.
Yeah.
It was so dumb.
Well, little aside, we did go on that Jungle River ride or whatever it was called.
Oh, yeah. They got rid of... At the time, we were like, oh, my God, I can't believe they have this here. Because they were, like, these cannibal black tribal, like, animatronics.
Yeah, basically... They had the white people being hunted down by headhunters and all these jokes about the people, you know, the brown people eating the white people. Mm-hmm. It wasn't explicitly racist.
They got rid of it, though, apparently. At least we got to see it in all its glory.
Culturally insensitive.
Oh, my God.
Now, I want to bring up a few connections here that I think I could be onto something. Now, I don't know if I've ever told you this before. I didn't really... flesh it out too well, but you know how our days of the week are based off Norse gods?
Yeah.
Well, with Spanish, it's not exactly the Norse gods, right? So there, you can make some correlations, like lunes, martes. So the lunes is the
moon,
right? So moon day, lunes.
Martes.
Okay, so in the Norse, it's two or tier. In Spanish, we're talking about Mars. So you could kind of connect this sky god to, or Tyr, who was a war god, with Mars or Ares. Now, this becomes interesting when you realize that Tyr had sacrificed his right hand, which was his sword hand, to the wolf. And the wolf symbolizes Rome.
Romulus and Remus.
Right. So the wolf symbolizes Rome. And Jesus sat at the right hand of his father, and he came to bring the sword. So Jesus was essentially the right hand that was sacrificed to the wolf, which was Rome, right? Pontius Pilate and all that other crap we heard about all of our upbringing. Yeah. And this allowed for the wolf to be bound. Now, binding is religio. Religion comes from binding. So the wolf was bound with a religion, constrained, made to be no longer dangerous.
Wouldn't that also be like fasci? To bind.
Yeah, that's a good connection there. So then, just moving on with the days of the week, you have Woden's Day, which is then Miércoles, right?
Miércoles, yeah.
Is Mercury. Woden has that winged hat.
Yeah.
You know, like with the same thing as Mercury has the winged hat as well. So definitely some stuff you can look into here with that. But speaking of hats... What was Trump always
symbol? Oh, the red hat.
The red hat.
Gosh, that's such an iconic thing, too. Yeah. Like, it'll never, never go away.
Now, switch red hat around. The words.
Ta.
No. hat red. Hatred.
Hatred.
Yeah. Right? So, we're always connecting hatred with the red hat. Mm-hmm. Right? So, you see somebody with a red hat, they're a white supremacist filled with hatred. Mm-hmm. Hat red.
Interesting.
I feel like there's got to be something going on there.
Yeah. Even if it's not directly linked to Mars, the choice of a red hat was not an accident. It was like, how can I be obnoxious and stand out and have like a big target on my back or my head? Let me get one of those flat brim hats that like the old guys wear where they don't even try and shape the bill of the hat. It's not even going to protect you from the sun. And have it be really obnoxious too.
Mm-hmm.
I think that's how they determined how to... design the hat.
Mm-hmm. One more astrological connection. You're an Aries, right?
I am an Aries.
So Aries, the god of war.
Fire.
Well,
the fire sign.
Yes. And fire connecting with red as well. Right. Now, Aries, god of war, is the ram, right? Yes,
and the ram's horn is big with the Jews.
Yeah, yeah, right. But you turn Ram around and it's Mar. Right.
Yeah.
So there could be something there as well. Mm-hmm. So we do have the month of Mars coming up.
Yep.
March is the month of Mars. And what do the military do when they...
March.
Yeah, move in formation.
Martial
they march.
Martial law.
Right.
Martians.
Mars Hall Law. Well, actually,
Marsala?
No, it's actually
I love Marsala.
It's Mar with a T. It's T-I-A-L.
Yeah.
The Marshall Plan, the Mars Hall right. Plan, is what happened to Germany.
Right.
So, there. Just speaking of racism and Mars here, there was a story from Daily Star. I saw this a couple weeks ago. Life on Mars cops sacked after sting finds enough racism to last a lifetime.
Enough racism to last a lifetime.
A team of cops have been fired after they recorded on a secret bug using vile, offensive language that included transphobic and homophobic language.
How crazy is that? They're just admitting that, like, yeah, while we were spying on you, you said things that are not okay mm-hmm. with the government, so we're arresting you now.
It's just interesting they bring up this... this life on Mars thing.
Yeah, what does that have to do with
apparently
this?
It was similar to maybe a TV show okay. or... I don't even know. Let's see. Their antics mirrored those of officers in TV drama Life on Mars, in which a modern-day cop was transported back to the force in 1973 following a road crash.
How many planets away do they say Mars is? Is it three?
So, it's actually the next one after Earth.
Oh, okay.
So, it goes Mercury, Venus... Earth, Mars, Jupiter, Saturn, Neptune, and then Pluto's no longer a planet.
What about Uranus?
Oh, I forgot. Neptune, Uranus? Uranus?
Yeah.
Yeah, and then Pluto.
Uranus.
Yeah, it's so much better to say urine instead of Uranus.
Uranus.
All right, so let's get into some of the crazy articles that just came out today. I said there was synchronicity.
Yeah, there's something about
today and Mars, and it's like a culmination going on here with the Red Day. UAE Hope mission returns first image of Mars today, 11 hours ago.
Wow.
The United Arab Emirates Hope mission has returned its first picture of Mars.
Interesting that it's the
UAE. The spacecraft entered into orbit around the red planet on Tuesday, making the UAE the first Arab nation in history to have a scientific presence at the Earth's near neighbor. So, you know, the Muslims, now that they've allied with Israel and everything, normalized relations, now they can go off and explore space.
Yeah, see what happens when you become friends mm-hmm. with Israel. Do you remember that movie Mars Attacks? That really bad movie with
comedy.
Nick Cage.
And I don't think Nick was in it, was he?
Oh, not Nick Cage, sorry. Jack Nicholson, I think.
Yeah,
Jack Nicholson.
I think he was.
Okay. It was basically the whole premise was that like they invade the United States and the military has to come to protect the White House and everything. Mm-hmm. And it's interesting.
Here's an interesting little story from today from Reuters. NASA rover faces 7 minutes of terror before landing on Mars. So I don't think it's gonna land maybe next week or something. But they're just talking about the 7 minutes of terror that it's going to go through.
Oh,
and so, yeah. So this is, there are all these Mars missions, you know, going to hit at like the same time. Is it so strange? Huh? Okay, so it hits the final stretch of its 7 month journey from Earth this week.
Are they just talking like they're going to put humans, you know, and send them to Mars for 7 months in a ship? Is that just
that's
totally going to happen.
That's, well,
yeah, for
not
sure.
Under Biden, because Biden has grounded Elon Musk.
That's why we need Trump's Space Force, so we can all go do based stuff like that, like go to Mars.
That is the story, is that Biden is no longer going to allow Musk to fulfill his dreams.
What are we
going to
do? Musk is so based. By the way, if you haven't looked into Elon Musk, I mean, I knew he was an absolute piece of garbage, but he's a real piece of garbage. He's basically stolen everything. Like, he doesn't even design any of this stuff. It's like he's made rich off the backs of other people, came from a wealthy family. So look into that more if you're interested, but I was shocked. I mean, you always associate Tesla with Elon Musk.
Mm-hmm.
But he really had, like, nothing to do with that.
And
nothing at all.
I don't know if I even made the connection explicit enough.
Yeah, Tesla.
Tesla, the guy who said he was getting signals from Mars, and then Musk takes over Tesla, and he says, we've got to go to Mars.
Right.
Sends the the red Tesla up to Mars. Yeah.
And it's interesting because Musk takes the position that there's no such thing as aliens. It's basically ridiculous. Like, why would you even think that? But yet he's so interested in going and colonizing or occupying Mars.
There was a terrible movie. It came out, I don't know, a couple decades ago or something, starring Ice Cube, who used to be such an edgy gangster rapper, then just sold out completely to Jews. He was always sold out to the Jews, but then he became kind of a family-friendly type of guy. He was in this. It was called Ghosts of Mars. So bad.
Oh, yeah, I haven't seen it.
Terrifying creatures on Mars. And, stupid.
It's interesting that a lot of these movies are surrounding Mars, though. Why are they picking Mars and not, like, Saturn or some other planet?
The Martian, starring Matt Damon. You ever hear about that one?
No.
Stupid.
I would like to know when the first reference to a Martian came. Was it after Roswell? Is that when they started referring to them as Martians?
No.
Okay.
Well, I don't... Okay, as Martians. Well,
like
they've
the
been
aliens, calling them Martians.
I don't know when that first started, but you might have the first instance of a Mars invasion with War of the Worlds.
Okay.
Maybe before.
They've been seeding it for a long time. It's very odd. But, you know, this whole idea of colonizing other planets, it's to get us thinking that, this planet, you know, whatever we are on, whether you believe it's flat, round, square, whatever, is doomed to fail, and it's totally screwed up beyond repair. We cannot reverse it. So we gotta go. We gotta leave. And that's basically what Musk is putting forth, that, you know, we can just hop from planet to planet, just screw this planet up, and then when that's all messed up, go to another and just keep building civilization. And it's going to be great.
Even if it's not of our own doing with global warming and just overpopulation, it's going to be a massive catastrophe with an asteroid striking the Earth and just be like the dinosaur catastrophe all over again.
I can see extinction. So many dumb people getting on a ship that they thought was going to Mars.
Mm-hmm.
They'd be like, yeah, let's go. And then they all just die. They just blow up the ship.
That's what we're going to do to the people who think that they're chosen.
It's a good idea. We're going to Mars. It can be like one of those rides at Disney World where, you know, it's like it jolts you around and it has the screen, so you know you feel like you're on a ship, and then it'll just explode.
Well, just think about this: the Earth is going to be destroyed. There's an asteroid coming. We've selected you, 600,000 people.
Chosen.
You were the chosen one. We've been working on the secret space program that Lana and Hendrik have been talking about, and we're gonna rocket you up into the atmosphere. You know, maybe we even just shoot them up in the atmosphere and then shoot up some missiles going right after it.
Yes.
or with the bunkers. You throw them down in the bunkers, drop some Zyklon... No.
Wouldn't even do anything. It would just kill the lice.
No, Zyklon B would kill them.
Oh.
But you'd have to do it much more intelligently than having wooden doors and all the other stuff that would... And the drains at the bottom of the shower rooms, which would kill the whole camp.
Stop Fed talking right now.
I'm just saying. Just saying you could actually kill people with Zyklon if you wanted to. But the way that the camps were set up, like Auschwitz, you'd kill everybody there. If they actually tried to use those homicidal gas chambers as gas chambers, you'd kill everybody in the camp almost.
Yeah.
Anyway, we got this story from 4 days ago. China's first Mars explorer arrives at the Red Planet.
Oh, here we go. Oh, and there might be a Red Dawn, right?
So right.
That's
and what's the color of China?
Red.
Yeah.
Commie Red.
Tianwen-1 will help researchers to study the planet's geology and soil characteristics and search for water and ice. Just think,
haven't they been searching for water on Mars for like so many years?
Didn't they find it?
I always hear that.
I think they found it. Supposedly.
So what is this all about?
See, I don't care. Some people love this stuff.
Oh, yeah.
I think most of it's probably just made up to begin with, so I just don't care. And there's so much going on here that we need to address.
Right.
But they really want to distract people with all the stuff that's going on in space. And, you know, think of how many children...
We're exploring. It's Aryan science.
You know, how many children grew up with aspirations of becoming an astronaut?
Oh, yeah. Definitely.
It's just ridiculous.
Can you imagine how torturous that would be if that was actually, like, real? You're stuck on a space station floating around. I mean, it's impossible for these people to survive in those conditions. It's obviously fake.
With no gravity?
Yeah. Oh, you know, we're just we're using propulsion in a vacuum. That makes sense. No, but, you know, we're just dumb for not believing in NASA.
Yep, so everybody wants to go to Mars these days, sending up all these missions to Mars. Mm-hmm. Yeah, the Red China.
Do you remember the Mars Volta? Remember that band?
It was a band, yeah.
Yeah. I used to think they were cool.
There are probably a few other Mars bands, too, to
be honest. 30 Seconds to Mars. I don't know. Yeah. Musk is definitely seeding some weird stuff, though, with Mars and with getting people to focus on it and want to colonize it.
Mm-hmm. And there's some stuff between China and Musk as well, where China was upset with Musk and wanting some answers about their gigafactory in China. I don't even remember. Apparently, him buying up Bitcoin was just a distraction for China wanting to hold his feet to the fire. Anyway, an article headline here, how China could win 2021 space race and take Mars as its prize. Isn't that interesting? Is this coded?
Probably.
You know? I feel like some of this could just be symbolic codes.
Mm-hmm.
That China is now going to own Mars. They're going to be the god of war.
Mm-hmm. For the world.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Control the world.
Mm-hmm. Another article just showing how prevalent this is. This was from February 8th, so just last week. And continue without supporting. New era of Mars exploration begins as craft nears red planet.
So all these different countries, the UAE, China, Musk, maybe even NASA.
Yeah, NASA.
Are all focused on Mars.
And probably
What's
more,
up with
too.
That? Huh?
And probably more as well.
But, I mean,
yeah.
The most heavily referenced is Mars. So why? Like, what is the aim of all of these projects?
I don't know. You know what I've always found fascinating was that clip from 2004 of Rush Limbaugh. I played this for you one time. You're like, what is going
on?
Yeah.
It sounded so weird.
I'll play it. Yeah. We don't need to play it right now. It's about 7 minutes long. If we could close out the show with it.
Does he say Little Red Men?
Well, he references something about little green men.
Little green men.
Just kind of, I don't think he's saying that's what they were, but what he is asserting in this, and it could have just been an allegory he was telling, we don't know because essentially he's never addressed it again, and it's so hard to find this.
Yeah.
It took me a long time to find this, but what he's saying is that the people who rule over Earth now actually had come from Mars, and they had destroyed Mars from...
I remember this.
So maybe it was just parroting, like, leftist talking points about environmentalism.
No, this
but
was
he, he seems super serious.
This was something that I heard from other people in the whole conspiracy thing years back, because I remember, looking at those images of what they said were pyramids on Mars and the face on Mars. So they were basically putting forth that this was the civilization before Earth, and since they screwed that one up, maybe there were like nuclear war or something.
Mm-hmm.
Then they all came here and terraformed the Earth. I remember that being put forth as some kind of theory.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, whether you believe in space travel or not, to be focused on Mars, you know, when we've got some real world issues going on here, is pretty silly. I've got to say.
Yeah.
You know, maybe we should be focused on the future of children here on Earth, in our local communities and our families and extended families.
That just made me think about Robert David Steele.
Yes.
Is that his name?
Yes.
Yeah. The guy who was working with Cynthia McKinney on that, I forget what it was called. They had the little project they were working on. And they were supporting Trump as well.
Mm-hmm.
And he was giving this interview, and he just brings it up out of left field that... Oh, yeah, the globalists, the deep state, they're sending a bunch of children to Mars and as sex slaves.
As sex slaves. Wasn't that on Alex Jones that he said that?
He might have, been
Alex Jones was just like, yep, yeah, they are. There's no one questions it. What? No, they're not sending them to Mars. They're here. If anything, they're sending them underground. Yes.
Or to Israel.
Think there's underground tunnels and everything, for sure, but... Sending them when the problem is off in space or on another planet, you can't handle it,
mm-hmm.
right? Unless you have super top clearance and you're going in the spaceships and everything. But we've got real world problems here in front of our faces on our doorsteps, you know? So it's getting people to focus on space all the time is just such a distraction. I'm not saying don't investigate the planets and planetary alignment and stars and constellations. That's all very interesting and awesome. And it does absolutely affect, you know, as above, so below, mm-hmm. for sure. But getting people to focus on space travel as some kind of great thing to look forward to in the future, as some kind of escape from the hell that we're all in, it's just another trap. Maybe mm-hmm. a literal trap where people are going to board some kind of ship thinking they're going to Mars.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, that could seriously be, that could seriously happen in our lifetime.
Yeah.
That's going to be wild. Don't get on the ship, you guys. Don't get on the ship. All right? It's probably going to blow up.
All right, so I had to check the gematria, okay? Because, you know,
whoa.
People love the gematria.
Does it equal 666?
No, here's what's, it is kind of interesting.
Okay, but, okay, hold on.
Yeah.
Which system of gematria?
Well, we're going to go, Hebrew, we're go through English. A few.
I mean, there's like 5 million languages,
we're
so which
go,
one are we
we're gonna go through a few.
Giving value to today?
Okay, Jewish gematria, it's equal to 201.
Okay.
Okay.
201, event 201.
Right, yeah. The Red Dawn.
The Red Dawn. Holy okay. shit, that's crazy.
Yeah. Okay, so it also equals QAnon, 201. QAnon is 201.
Oh, wow.
And okay. we already talked about yeah. Cupid and the red hats and everything. Also, Apollo is 201. We talked about the arrow that's coming mm-hmm. out of the Mars symbol. And Apollo was the one who shot the arrow. It's a you know, sun god yeah. there. Some other things. Tiger. Roman. Roman is 201. Isn't that interesting. Right? So
Roman and Hebrew are the Hebrew. Same.
Yeah. Psalm, that's one.
See, this is why gematria, I mean, yes, it can be interesting, but you can prove anything.
What's interesting
with numbers.
Is I didn't look at any of this before right. talking about these things and we're finding connections mm-hmm. here. Now, English and simple gematria. English and simple, it's always going to be the same value. The numbers are different, but a word is going to... You know, for example, Michael is 306 in English and 51 in simple. So it's going to be the same right. with Mars. It's going to be 306 in English and 51 in simple. So Antifa, which uses red as one of their colors, is 306 and 51.
See, as well. I'm God.
Yeah. Some of these are just what people enter yeah. and they go into the database.
Rome. Gary! Like our buddy Gary of Yorkshire.
With his buddy, the shit cock.
His trolling.
Yeah. So Rome is 306 and 51. Like Area 51 in the 51st state of Israel. There's got to be a connection there.
We've Romance. Talked about,
yeah. We've talked about... There you go.
Romance today.
Roma reverses to
Roma,
more.
Roma, Roma, ma.
Amor.
Amor.
Love.
Yeah.
And Amor. More. Love and war.
Yeah. Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Whoa, bro. Mind is blown.
Seriously, I hope we're blowing some people's minds here.
They're probably like, not even listening anymore.
My mind was a little bit blown when seeing some of this stuff.
It's interesting, for sure. And all of those articles coming out today about Mars, the red planet mm-hmm. on the day of romance.
Yep.
You get red roses, right?
Yep. It's there's something going on
red
here.
Red roses.
Yeah, those are like the most interesting Bayer. Connections I was able to find. Bear, the Nazis.
Bear. Oh my God, it's the
it's
Nazis.
It's the Nazis.
It's always the Nazis.
Ruach.
Oh, well, think about the red Kabbalah bracelets.
Mm-hmm. Well, the reason you saw that probably is because I was searching for Ruach.
Ruach.
And that's the same value in English and simple as Mars.
Hmm.
And we could go through and we could search for Aries, and I'm sure we'd find interesting connections as well. But just so interesting with Jewish and English both pointing to Rome, mm-hmm. both pointing to these...
War.
Yeah.
And look at what we're in right now. Like, it's been constant war in the past several hundred years. World War I, World War II, just wars, 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 wars constantly. And, yeah, that's for strategic reasons for land and things like that, but I think there's a more of an energetic spiritual reason why blood has to be spilled constantly, and I think it's to keep something at bay, or to, I don't know, to feed some demon or some mm-hmm. kind of entity or some kind of energetic yeah. thing. It's not just, you know, we want more land. It's much deeper than that.
Yeah, it's not just that they want to go plus ultra on us. Okay, so Ruach in Kabbalah, it's a part of the soul. They say that the soul has three parts, right? You know, the Jewish soul at least, and mm-hmm. The Goyim soul is from satanic spheres, right? Mm-hmm. But Ruach is one of the... I'm not even saying that correctly, I'm sure, because I don't know
how
to
speak Jew.
It's
probably like this. Ruach. I needed more spit to come out of my mouth, but get the idea.
What I found interesting here was I just looked at one of these quotes real quick. With all your heart and with all your soul, only with the knowledge that one possesses and according to that knowledge, God will be love.
Hmm.
So God is love. Jove is love.
You know those really cringy commercials during the fights for Roman? Get Roman?
Yeah, yeah. Mm-hmm.
Isn't it like a male erectile dysfunction
line
or something?
That's one of the things they sell on Roman. That's one of the things they promote.
Like, why did they choose Roman?
Well, because...
Sore?
Well, it's kind of like the Trojan, too.
Right? Yeah, Trojan. It's where these, like, Roman references for those types of things.
Yeah, Trojan would be the...
blood?
More the Greek... they weren't exactly Greeks, but that's
the Greek
mythology. Yeah. But again, pointing back to those times.
The Romans basically took Greek mythology.
And going back to war times. Well, the spear or the arrow of the symbol of Mars is also, of course, the phallus.
Yeah.
But yeah, that quote I read before was from Rambam.
Rambam. Remember Ramdas?
Ramdas.
Ramdas.
Yeah.
Got Mars in there.
So... Mars,
the red shoes.
And also the ram
Think
of
about the
Aries.
Red shoes and the rituals.
That's right.
Like, they put the little children in red shoes, and there's something weird with the red shoes.
And the red Kabbalah bracelet.
Yeah.
Tabitha and her friends and whatnot.
She is an Aryan woman, okay?
No, this is not to say that the color red is evil.
No.
And what is it? Okay, why is the color red associated with sexuality as well? Look at the Kundalini, the whole energetic
base
body,
chakra.
The base chakra, right, is red.
Mm-hmm.
And that is very much sex and war,
mm-hmm.
You know? So, red's not necessarily evil.
No.
Gods associated with red are not necessarily evil. Thor had a red beard. He's kind of a reddish god.
Mm-hmm.
I get really red when I'm angry.
Yes.
Or when I'm just working out hard.
Not even just red, but oh my god, Kyle's eyes, like when he gets pissed,
lightning.
They seriously like laser beams, and I look at him, I'm like, oh my fucking god, I'm just gonna go somewhere else. It's scary, and like I'm not scared of you, but just when I see your eyes, I'm like, oh shit, they look like they're gonna pierce through your soul.
Remember that. Remember that image we saw of Brock Lesnar, super red, with blue eyes?
Yeah. That's scary.
It is.
Honestly, if I saw a bunch of, like, naked pics or something, I guess they painted themselves blue, but a bunch of, like, red-haired, red-skinned, blue-piercing-eyes people running at me, I'd be like, oh my god.
Terrifying.
This is horrible.
Yeah, there's nothing wrong with being a god of war.
Right, because war...
And a god of love. You gotta have both.
Can't, right, you can't just be like, oh, I'm against war. Well, sometimes you're forced to be in a war. You're forced to fight for something, you know? So you can't always just be like, passive. But the wars that we're seeing now, that people are being sent off to die in, are not for anything good.
Mm-hmm.
The real war should be fought here, you know, in our homelands, trying to protect them and not off in... The Middle East killing a bunch of brown children for Israel.
Yeah, I actually wrote an article this morning, not even realizing it was Valentine's Day or had forgotten.
Yeah.
And about how basically we need to hate more. But it needs to be focused
channeled.
Hatred, and it can't just be generalized hatred, and we can't let it consume us. We need
right.
to use it basically to fuel our war machine.
Mm-hmm.
And I really don't think people hate enough. If you really love something... It's your family, if it's your friends, if it's your culture, if it's beauty, whatever it is. If you really love something, then when you see it getting destroyed, you must have burning hatred for those who are destroying that which you love.
Yep.
Go to war.
Or you don't really love it.
Yeah, exactly. So that's pretty much what I have here today. Anything else you want to add?
I just was thinking, you know, just kind of playing around with letters in my head. So you have, like, war, right? But you can flip over the W, mix up the A and the R, and then
Mar.
Ram or Mar.
Mar, yeah. Ram, Mar.
Yeah.
They did the same thing with WWE. Raw is war.
Right.
You ever see the promos?
Right. Yeah.
Yeah. So it's
interesting. I'm sure more people will probably come up with connections that we haven't thought of. There's definitely something here. You know, be on the lookout for all these Mars references and how everyone's going to go move to Mars and build a happy little utopian society there. I mean, it's just absolutely silly. Even if you believe in space travel, you really think people are going to just, a human is going to go sit on a ship for 7 months, and then how the hell are they even communicating? With, I mean, like, it's hard to get cell phone service sometimes, even around here. So how the hell are these people off, like, 7 months away, like, light years or whatever away, and they're able to, like, communicate? They're able to live stream the video from these rovers and everything. I'm not buying it. It looks like New Mexico. These Mars images look like they're out in New Mexico or Utah.
Well, remember the moon broadcast where it was supposedly live from the moon?
Oh, yeah. That was such a joke. The fact that people accept this as real, I mean, you should be insulted.
So wait, it wasn't just more than a couple years ago when NASA scientists were saying that we got to figure out how to get past the Van Allen belt.
Even Elon Musk was kind of dancing around that. He was like, well, first we have to get over a barrier. And Joe's like, what do you mean by the barrier? He's like, well, you know, blah, 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 blah. But no one wants to talk about the Van Allen belt that apparently they can't figure out how to pass, even though they apparently did it for the moon landing.
And the story about that is that Earth, or the humans inhabiting it, have been quarantined, that we're not allowed to leave. So that, you know, it's not maybe even a natural thing that this was forced upon us, that we're trapped here. Mm-hmm. And so people are trying to break free. They're trying to go plus ultra, get beyond. Mm-hmm. Crazy stuff. Mm-hmm. Fun to talk about. And we'll be back with some more current event type things.
Maybe you want to have a martini while you listen to the show.
Sure.
Mars-tini.
Yeah. Sounds good to me. All right. Take care, everybody. Talk to you all soon. Here is some Rush Limbaugh to play us out
here. What a weird clip.
This is so weird.
As I mentioned recently, ladies and gentlemen, after reviewing data from one of the Mars rovers, NASA, big press conference the other day, concluded that Mars was once drenched with enough water to support life in a good, habitable environment. And despite, I mean, this is an incredible discovery, and NASA still had to go out there and say that there's no proof that life existed. All they said was that conditions were there for there to be life. But this is not all NASA said, ladies and gentlemen. There's a lot that is not being discussed here. As a powerful, influential member of the media, I know more than you do. Especially about this. I have seen a highly classified report that has not been released publicly, and it probably won't be unless you consider my talking about it here to be releasing it publicly. It's top secret report, codenamed the Gore Report. It was prepared by scientists from Area 52 in New Mexico. They analyzed the Mars data. And there are some findings in this report, and I can understand why they don't want to release this, but I want to, and I don't know at all, but I want to pass off what some of the Gore report says. There was life on Mars. That's what NASA is not being upfront about. There was life. Everybody knows it. We can't be the only people occupying the universe. It's impossible. Who do we think we are? We're the only people God created? And sorry for those of you who don't believe in God. Only people who evolved from apes? So it's clear that there was life elsewhere. And now that, you know, NASA's kind of let the cat out of the bag, if there were habitable conditions up there, we know there was life there. In fact, they found some DNA evidence up there that compares favorably to members of the Skull and Bones Society here on Earth. These people were highly industrialized, the Martians. They were technologically superior, and they were very arrogant people. And they thought that the power and the force of their existence was all that was needed to sustain them. And they didn't care a whit about conservation. They didn't care a whit about preserving anything. They got rid of everything that was pristine. In fact, they used the internal combustion engine. They were globalists. They got rid of all the countries on that planet, and they had just one giant society, and then the powerful rich just absorbed everything they needed from the best parts of the planet, used it for themselves, and everybody basically suffered until everybody died out, because what happened was, there were no checks and balances. Probably, I don't know this, there probably wasn't any campaign finance reform to restrict the corruption in their elective circumstances there. And so special interest groups and multinationals who escape taxes by, you know, forming offshore accounts. You know, there's no coincidence in the fact that they found water, lots of water, where the habitable conditions were, because it dovetails with what's in the report about some of these multinationals abandoning their own countries and locating offshore for all of the nefarious reasons. They had rainforests. You're not hearing about this. They had ancient rainforests. They had jungles. They had so much oil and gas. They had reserves out the wazoo. They, in fact, one of the things they found on Mars is that there are still, it's possible that there's still some there, tiny little amounts. But it's clear, I mean, you saw the pictures from Mars, I saw the skeletons, at least I saw the fossils of the skeletons, there were people there, or there were beings there. But it looked like Pompeii. It looked like these people all died huddled together, and they were just swarmed in an instant. You know, they were one day there and then gone. So many people living close together, it has to have been the result of urban sprawl. Nobody had any space, nobody had any room, and you can tell it. I saw it from the pictures that they released. It's clear, ladies and gentlemen, Mars was once it was once the jewel of the solar system, and it was raped. Mars was raped. This is what NASA knows. This is what the Gore Report says. Mars was raped by robber barons. Capitalism, dependence on combustible engines, led to global warming. The ecosystem that sustained everybody was destroyed. That's why the water they found is at the equator area. The ice caps melted. Exactly what's happening here, folks. Exactly what's happening here. These people were advanced. Not everybody on Mars died. This is what's fascinating about this report. Not everybody on Mars died. Some were able to flee. Some were able to get off the planet. This is what they can't afford to release. UFOs, yep. All these sightings, all of these blinking lights, all these unexplained things, they're real. That's why they're calling us Area 52. Those are Martians escaping the destruction. It goes way back, I mean, before we were alive. And these UFOs have been happening all over. It may well be that the bright star that guided the three wise men was a UFO. Tax cuts absolutely were a factor. That's what the offshore thing was all about. Yeah, of course tax cuts were a factor. But the elites got off. The elites were able to travel in space. The elite, there weren't very many of them, but they were able to get off. They fled the planet in time. The stunning thing about the Mars report, the Gore report, is that they're here. These people that destroyed Mars are here. They are on Earth, folks. They are in America. They work at Halliburton. They worked at Enron. They worked at WorldCom. They're at Boeing. They came to America, my friends. And the Gore Report clearly illustrates they have not learned a thing from their experiences on Mars. The truth is out there. Far, far out there.
Katie Armour raised the standard. Finally, AR-500 steel core body armor that comfortably conforms to the chest and torso. Unique design distributes weight, feeling lighter, increases mobility, and lessens fatigue. Introducing the Combat Quad Bend CQB, a revolutionary plate forming process that caters to the end user. The CQB is an industry game changer, a must-have for the ladies. Available now, only at katiearmour.com, CATIarmour.com. Come and take it.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
Attention patriots, tired of the tyranny and crime in the sanctuary cities? Flee the city and seek refuge in the American Redoubt. FleeTheCity.com. Move to the freedom of Idaho, Montana, or Wyoming. FleeTheCity.com. FleeTheCity.com.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest-priced filtration systems in every size for incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency. Get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
For the next few seconds, you'll hear nothing but the sounds of a farmer walking through a field of oats. These sounds are brought to you by Pepperidge Farm Farmhouse Bread. You see, life on a farm moves at its own pace, because everything we're doing takes time. That's why our bakers slow bake our farmhouse oatmeal bread with thoughtful care, so our famous farmhouse taste is baked into every slice. Pepperidge Farm Farmhouse Oatmeal Bread. Slow is good.
You're listening to Resolution Radio, Radio, Radio.
ResolutionRDO.com.
Thanks for listening to Project Schoolyard Volume 2. For more information about the project, as well as lyric to the songs on this CD, please visit www.tightrope.cc. You can also find jokes, news articles, a photo gallery, free CD downloads, and a secure online shopping cart. We carry a full line of flags, t-shirts, CDs, books, stickers, and other products of interest to racially conscious white people. Please visit www.tightrope.cc.
Are you prepared to bug out? Infidel Body Armor and an Army Ranger have produced a high-speed DVD and book to show you how to drive in combat, patrol, and how to survive in combat. Skills you'll need when it hits the fan. Go to DrivenDVD.com. DrivenDVD.com.